You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sinabi ng isang commander ng pulisya sa Australia na ang buong puwersa ay ganap na nalulungkot sa pagkamatay ng kanyang anak sa Canada. Ang mga katawan ni na Lucas Fowler at kanyang kasintahang Amerikanang China Dees ay natagpuan ng mga otoridad sa British Columbia na malapit sa hangganan ng Alaska. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang tinipong ulat ni Sonia Hedeman. Si Lucas ay anak ni Stephen Fowler, senior na opisyal ng pulisya sa New South Wales. Si Mark Jones, pangalawang komisyoner ng pulisya sa New South Wales, ay nagsabing mukhang binaril ang dalawang magkasintahan. Sinabi niyang mahirap paniwalaan ang nangyaring trahedya. Idinagdag niyang ang dalawang opisyal na Australiano ay ipinadala na sa Canada upang maging mga opisyal sa pakikipag-ugnayan.
Yeah, New South Wales Police have sent two of our homicide detectives over there, and can I just say, it's purely in a liaison type role. The RCMP, Rockland Mounted Police, an outstanding organisation. We have the utmost confidence in their capacity and capability to run this investigation.
Walang opisyal na pahayag sa posibleng motibo ng pagpatay. Sinabi ni Janelle Soehut, tagapagsalita ng Royal Canadian Mounted Police, na maaga pa ang ginagawang investigasyon.
And it's not yet clear whether Lucas and China were targeted or if this was an opportunity, a crime of opportunity. At this point, we have nothing to indicate that their deaths are linked to any other active and ongoing investigations in that area of the province.
Idinagdag ni Janelle Soehut na ito ay isang kalunos-lunos na sitwasyon.
Our hearts and thoughts go out to all the families that are involved, and we understand, you know, friends international and here nationally as well, because it's my understanding that Lucas was living here, that you know, it's going to touch everybody, and we are absolutely committed to advancing the investigation to the best of our abilities. Our investigators have access to all the resources available to them, and we're working with our partners internationally in order to advance this as best as we can.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.